Boker Tov, good morning. Today's daf is daf Yud Zayin, daf 17. We left off at the top of the page, on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, on 17a, at the Mishnah. It's a shorter daf today. Today's a little bit of an easier daf to comprehend, B'zal Hashem, but we'll hopefully go into some of the runs and be able to spend some time on it. Today's class will be for the Refu'ah Shlema of Also, tomorrow, I'm going to write in the chat just to update, but I may have to do the daf tomorrow on Shabbat, maybe before Mincha, because tomorrow night I may not be available. So I'll update the chat before Shabbat. Okay, we're at the Mishnah on the top of the page on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph 17a. The Mishnah begins. Yesh neder betoch neder, ve'en shavua betoch shavua. There is a neder that takes place on another neder, but there is not a swear, a shavua, that takes place on another shavua. What does that mean? So the Mishnah explains, ketzad. How is that? So, Amar, if he says, hareini nazir im ochal, hareini nazir im ochal, he says twice, I am a nazir if I eat this bread, if I eat this food. And then he says it again, I am a nazir if I eat this food. And then he eats it. So the Gemara says, ve'achal, he eats it, chayav al kol achat ve'achat. He now would become a nazir for each and every time that he said that. Meaning, let's say, for example, he says, I am a nazir, he says, I'm a nazir if I eat this bread. And then he says it again, I am a nazir if I eat this bread. So now it becomes two times nazirut. So he has to go through his 30-day nazirut, and then he has to go through again. 30-day nezirut. He has to go through twice because a neder can take effect on another neder. So you can have two neders and they both take effect. Shavua shelo achal, if he says an oath that he will not eat, shavua shelo achal, and another oath that he will not eat, he says it twice, ve'achal, and then he ends up eating the bread, eino chayav ela achat. He's not liable, he's only liable one time if by eating the bread. I guess this case is a little bit different by a shavua, because shavua, by eating the actual food, he's violating the shavua. But in the case of the neder, he's becoming something by eating the food, which will then, as a result, give him an opportunity to be liable twice, to have two liabilities. But that's a shavua betoch shavua, and that's a neder betoch neder. It means a neder takes effect on another neder, but a shavua does not take effect on another shavua. So the Gemara now comes to ask, Amar Avuna, lo shanu, we only taught what we said, ela da amar harein nazir hayom, harein nazir lemachar. If a person comes and says, I am hereby a nazir today, if I eat this bread, and I am hereby a nazir tomorrow if I eat this bread. He has to, by the second time he said it, he has to have added something, right? That's what the Gemara says. Demigo, since the kamitosaf yomad yetera, since he is adding an extra day, right? If he's saying, I'm becoming a nazir today if I eat this bread, and he says, I'm becoming a nazir tomorrow if I eat this bread, what is he essentially doing? He's adding one extra day. He's saying, if I'm becoming a nazir today, so 30 days from today, and if I restart my 30 days tomorrow, so it's one extra day on top of the 30. So that works by a neder on a neder, because he's adding something to his first neder. Chayla nezirut on nezirut. That's why the nezirut will take effect on the other nezirut. Aval amar, but if the person comes and says, hareini nazir hayom, I am hereby a nazir today, and then he says again, hareini nazir hayom, and he says one more time, he says, I am a nazir today. He doesn't change what he said. Ein chala nezirut al nezirut. In that case, the neder would not take effect on the other neder. The nezirut would not take effect because he said the exact same thing. Shmuel amar, and Shmuel disagrees and says, afilu amar, even if a person says, hareini nazir hayom, I am hereby a nazir today. Hareini nazir hayom, and then he says the second time, I'm hereby a nazir today, if I eat this bread, chala nezirut alei, the nezirut would take effect on the other nezirut. Shmuel holds that a neder takes effect on another, whether he says something extra or not. Just an interesting idea. I think there's something similar to this with regards to Safek Sveka. What's a Safek Sveka? I mean, we saw this in Masachet Ketubot, but just to go into it again, a Safek Sveka is when you have two Safeks, two doubts. Right? So, on the Gemara in Masachet Ketubot and Daf Ted, we understood that when you have two doubts, you can use two different doubts to make a lenient ruling. You can use, and Rav Avadia does this all the time. He uses this all the time. This is one of his biggest things. But one idea, a lot of times you have a safek, you have a doubt, and then the second safek is something that is, it just permits a little bit more, but it's really the exact same safek. Right? So the question is, are you allowed to use that second safek to combine it with the first safek to make a safek safek? And the answer is yes. Because, I mean, this Gemara also kind of proves that point, that whenever you have something that permits a little bit more, it's the exact same safek. He is adding a little bit more to the safek, and therefore you can use that as a safek safek. Just an idea similar to this, but it's not related. Okay? Okay, so that was the machloka between Rav Huna and Shmuel. So now the Gemara says, Ula Rav Huna, and according to Rav Huna, Adetana in Shavua betoch Shavua, instead of teaching in the Mishnah that there is no Shavua that takes effect on another Shavua, Litne, it should teach, Yesh Neder betoch Neder, you should say there is a Neder that takes a place on another Neder, Ve'ein Neder betoch Neder, and there is a Neder that does not take effect on another Neder. What does that mean? Hareini Nazir Hayom, Hareini Nazir Lamachar. If he says, I'm hereby a Nazir today if I eat this bread, and I'm hereby a Nazir tomorrow if I eat this bread, so he said it twice, two different things. So that's Yesh Neder Adoch Neder. That's a Neder that takes effect on another Neder. Whereas, Harin Nazir Hayom, Harin Nazir Hayom, but if he says, I'm hereby a Nazir today, I'm hereby a Nazir today, that is Ein Neder Adoch Neder. That would be considered a Neder, flipping the Amud, that does not take effect on another Neder. So essentially the Gemara's question is, why are you even talking about the case of a Shavua? Just argue about the case of Neder itself. Say there's a type of case where it's Yesh Neder Adoch Neder, and a type of case that's Ein Neder Adoch Neder, according to Rav Huna. So the Gemara says, you're right, Kashya, flipping the Amud, you're right, it is difficult, and we don't have an answer for that question. So the Gemara says, Tanan, we have another way, we just challenged Rav Huna's opinion. Now we're going to try to challenge Rav Huna again. It's taught in the Mishnah, Yesh Neder betoch Neder, there is a Neder that takes effect on another Neder, Ve'ein Shavua betoch Shavua, but there is no Shavua that takes effect on another Shavua. So the Gemara says, Hechi Dame, what exactly is the case over here? In Lema, perhaps we can say the case is the following. The Amar, if a person says, Harini Nazir Hayom, I'm hereby a Nazir today. Harini Nazir Lamachar, I'm hereby a Nazir tomorrow if I eat this bread. So maybe that's the case. When in the Mishnah, when it stated, Yesh Neder Betoch Neder, it was talking about when he says, I'm hereby a Nazir today, and then I'm hereby a Nazir tomorrow. It's two different Neders. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, Dekavata Gabe Shavua. So then it should be the same thing by a swear. Shelo Ochal Te'anim. Someone takes a swear not to eat these figs. The Chazar ve'amar, and then he takes another swear, Shavua shelo ochal anavim, another swear to not eat grapes. Right? It's the exact same case as the Nether. He takes an oath, he takes a Nether to become a Nazir. If he eats the bread, he becomes a Nazir today. And another Nether to become a Nazir tomorrow. It's two different cases. So Tuvir, Shavua, two different cases. An oath not to eat the figs, and an oath not to eat the grapes. But let me ask you a question. Amai lo chala Shavua al Shavua. Then why would an oath not take effect on the other oath? Why would a swear not to get... They're two completely different swears. If someone swears not to eat figs, and then he swears not to eat grapes, these are two separate swears. So why shouldn't they both take effect? So this, how can this be the case in our Mishnah? Ela, it must be... We have to explain a little bit differently. Ela hechidame. What's the case? De lo chala shavua la shavua. How is the case that a swear would not take effect on another swear? So the Gemara says, kegon de amar, if a person says, shavua shelo ochal te'enim. He takes an oath not to eat figs. V'chazar v'amar, and then he comes back and says, Shavua shelo ochal te'anim. He says again, an oath that I will not eat figs. So he takes two swears on the exact same item. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, dekavata gabe nezirut, if you go the same way by nazir, by the neder, hechidame. But what's the case? If you say that exact same way, because they have to go consistently in the Mishnah. If by Shavua, it's the exact same thing, he took a Shavua, then a neder has to be the exact same thing. So if you go by a neder now, De Amar Harini Nazir Hayom, Harini Nazir Hayom. It must be the case in the Mishnah is, he says, I am hereby a Nazir today, I am hereby a Nazir today, two times, if he eats this bread. And, V'katane, what do we teach in the Mishnah? Yes, Neder Betoch Neder. That there is a Neder that takes effect on another Neder. So what is this? This is Kashyala Rav Huna. This is difficult on the opinion of Rav Huna, because Rav Huna says it's only considered a Neder on a Neder if you add something on your second Neder. Whereas over here we're proving that our Mishnah is saying, he's taking upon himself Nezirut today, and he's taking upon himself Nezirut today, and still it takes effect. This is against Rav Huna again. So how would Rav Huna respond? So Rav Huna comes in response. Amar lach Rav Huna. Rav Huna would come and tell you, Matniti in our Mishnah, De Amar Harin and Nazir Hayom Harin and Nazir Machar. Our Mishnah is for sure talking about, I'm here by a Nazir today, I'm here by a Nazir tomorrow. Okay, so then what about your question by Shavua, by swear? If it's two different things, the Shavua should take effect as well. So the Gemara says, De Kavata Gabe Shavua. And by a Shavua, what's the case? By a swear, what's the case? De Amar, the case is, Shelo Ochal Te'anim. He says an oath not to eat figs. Vechazar ve'amar, and then he comes back and says another oath, Shavua shelo ochal te'enim ve'anavim. He takes another oath not to eat figs and grapes. He adds something in with his oath. Meaning by the case of a neder, he says, Ahareni nazir hayom, I'm here by a nazir today, I'm here by a nazir tomorrow if I eat this. He's adding something by a second neder. So there has to be the same thing by a Shavua. So what does Rav Huna say? The Shavua case is the first swear he says, I won't eat figs. The next swear he says, I won't eat figs and grapes. So he adds something onto his neder. Okay? De lo chayla. That would not take effect. So that wouldn't take effect because it's a swear, and a swear would not take effect on another swear. Even though he is adding something. So the Gemara says, Veha amar Rabba, but Rabba says, Shavua shelo ochal te'enim. If somebody takes an oath not to eat figs, Vechazar ve'amar, and then he comes back and says, Shavua shelo ochal te'enim ba'anavim. He takes an oath not to eat figs or grapes. And grapes. Both of them. So he takes an oath on both. He adds something. And then the Gemara says, Ve'achal te'enim. He eats figs. So now he's liable to bring a korban. Ve'hifrish a korban. And then he separates, he sets aside his korban to bring for eating the figs that he wasn't allowed to eat. Ve'chazar ve'achal anavim. And then he came back and he ate grapes. What's the case? The grapes are considered only half the shi'ur of his neder, of his swear. He took a swear not to eat figs and grapes. So if he only eats the grapes on that part of the swear, he only violates half of it. Now we know that if you only violate half of the shi'ur, you don't bring a korban on only violating half of the shi'ur, half of what the net of the shavua was. You have a question?
Yeah, well, it says Ishwa al Shavua, so if the grape part didn't even exist, then we don't.
So the question is, maybe the case of the grape, this is the contradiction, first of all. That he's asking a contradiction of Rav Huna. We didn't get to the contradiction yet. But he's asking the contradiction of Rav Huna. Over here, it sounds like, let's prove the point. You're asking the Gemara's question. Okay, so the Gemara says, and we know that if he only ate half of, he only ate the grapes, he would not have to bring a korban. But the Gemara says, Alma, what do we see from this? Hecha da amar, if he would have said, Shivua shalo chal te'anim, a swear that he won't eat figs. Vechazar ve'amar, and then he came back and said, Shivua shalo chal te'anim ba'anavim. He takes an oath not to eat figs and not to eat grapes. Migo dechal shivua al anavim. Since the swear takes effect on the grapes, chayla gnami al te'anim. It takes effect also on the figs. Meaning, let's look at the Mefaresh. The Mefaresh explains, Alma, ta'ama mishum, the reason is because, de lo achal ela chatzi shi'ur. It's because he only ate the grapes, he only ate half of the shi'ur. Mishum hachi patum ri korban, that's why he's exempt from the korban. Ha yachal te'anim va'anavim, but if he would have eaten both figs and grapes, the achal kule shi'ur, he ate the whole measurement of his shavua. The shavua, so chayav korban, he would be liable to bring a korban. The migo de chala shavua al anavim, since the swear takes effect on the grapes, because the grapes is something new. The have chidush, that's something new. Shalon nishba alehen adayin, he hasn't made that swear yet. Chayla nami ateenim, it also takes effect on the figs. Afal pi shekvar mushba mehen, even though he's already sworn on the figs, meaning, Vikashela Rav Huna. This is difficult for Rav Huna. Let's explain again. He took a swear not to eat figs. Then he takes a swear not to eat figs or grapes. We said that that's considered not taking effect. Rabba comes and says, what are you talking about? If he ate the grapes, he wouldn't have to bring a korban. But if he ate the grapes and the figs, he ate the whole second Shavua, he would have to bring a korban. From the fact that he would have to bring a korban, you understand that that takes effect on the first Shavua that he made. So you see that a Shavua does take effect on the case of adding something, would take effect. And this is difficult in the opinion of Rav Huna. The Rav Huna says that only if you change something, would it take effect by a neder. Over here he's saying that even the te'anim, even the figs, Shavua of the second case would take effect on the first case. So the Gemara...
Also, a question on our Mishnah also, because the Mishnah Dafka says, like,
You're saying by the case of the Shavua also, over here the Shavua does take effect on the Shavua. It could be that no, over here it's because the Shavua is adding something. It could be. But this could be that our Rabbah doesn't go like the opinion of our Mishnah. It just could be that that's how it works also. But it's a good question. So the Gemara answers, Rav Huna lo svira like Rabbah. Rav Huna just doesn't hold of the opinion of Rabbah. Rabbah disagrees with Rav Huna. They don't hold of the same opinion. So Rav Huna holds that it has to be that you're adding something, right? Whereas Rabbah does not hold of that. Rabbah says that as long as since I'm adding grapes, and even though I would not be liable on grapes alone, since I would be liable on the grapes with the figs, so then the figs also take effect. But an interesting question I had over here was, we said that it has to be consistent. We said that it has to be that the neder and the shavua has to have consistency. So how did we explain our Gemara? We said the Gemara is talking about a case where Rav Huna explained that he takes a neder, Harini Nazir Hayom, I'm hereby becoming a Nazir today. And then he takes Harini Nazir Machar, I'm hereby becoming a Nazir tomorrow if I eat this. Okay. And then what did we say the same case by the swear? He says, taking an oath of not eating figs. And then he comes and takes an oath of not eating figs and grapes. But that's saying it's not the exact same thing as the neder. Right. The neder, he's saying two different things, today and tomorrow. The case of the Shavua, he's saying figs and grapes. He's adding the first part of the Shavua with it. So this is a question that I had that was mind-boggling. And I looked at the Tosfot, and the Tosfot asked this question. Look at the Tosfot. The Tosfot says, V'have Shapir Dekavata. Okay, I'm skipping a little bit. I'm in the middle of the Tosfot. Hayalav Dekavatahu. This is not considered the same. It's not consistent. Degabe Nazir, by a Nazir, Lemachar Shayach Kahayom. The next day is shayach today as well, right? Dehat lo mosif ela isur yetera. He's only adding something asur. Whereas aval anavim lo shaycha klal b'teanim she'amar techila. Grapes have nothing to do with figs. So he actually asks a different question. It's not the exact same question. I guess my question still applies. But the question he's asking is the case of neder. By adding tomorrow, you're adding an isur on the neder you made today. So it's essentially, you're just extending the isur a little bit longer. By the case of the shavua, it's not the exact same thing. You're changing the isur altogether. So he's asking actually the opposite question. It's interesting. I guess maybe that's what thought of the opposite question. He's saying, by a neder, it's the exact same neder, you're just extending the isur a little bit more. By a shavua, you're changing the isur altogether. So how could he explain that? And then he explains that that's why the Rabbeinu Tam has a different girsa, is a different version. But essentially that was the question. So, I mean, essentially that's the question of the Tosfot. I think we'll stop there for today, but we'll do a quick 1 minute recap on the daf. So again, just to understand the Tosfot's question. The Tosfot's question was, the case of the neder, he's not really adding more, he's just adding a little bit of isur, an extended forbidden time. Whereas by the case of Shavua, he's adding grapes, which has nothing to do with figs. And then he explains that really that's why, according to Rabbeinu Tam, he actually has a different version. Okay? So let's go back and let's recap on the daf. We started on the Amud Aleph with the new Mishnah. We started talking about there is no neder, there's a neder that takes effect on another neder, but there's no shavua that takes effect on another shavua. Okay? And then we explained the machloket in the Gemara. We had a machloket between Rav Huna and Shemuel. Rav Huna said it's only if the second neder adds something. Shemuel says even if the second neder does not add something, it would still be considered a neder. The Amud Bet of the daf was about different difficulties, different kushiyot that we had on Rav Huna. And trying to see if really the Mishnah holds to this opinion. Do we really hold to this opinion that the second neder needs to add on to the first neder or not? And we tried to bring out opinions that say no, and then we ended up saying that really Rav Huna just doesn't hold of that opinion. Doesn't hold of the opinion of Rabbah. He holds that the second neder has to add something, whereas others don't necessarily hold of such an opinion. Okay? Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen ve'amen.